This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We have been studying for the past several days about the fact that the Bible, while it does show the truth, is the message of Christ, and that truth can make us free, according to John chapter 8 and verse 32, and that as the Lord Jesus Christ said in John 6 verse 37, "He that cometh to me I shall in no wise cast out." It is still the case that it is by truth and only by truth that men can be saved. And it is by the preaching of truth and only by the preaching of truth that preachers can be pleasing to God. The Apostle Paul made clear in Galatians chapter 1 a truth which needs to be preached far and wide, not only in this nation, but in every nation around the world. Notice his words as recorded in Galatians chapter 1, beginning with verse 6. "I marvel that ye are so quickly removed him from him that calls in the grace of Christ unto a different gospel, which is not another gospel. Only there are some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema." Now that message was so important that Paul repeated it. And what he's saying is this: I am just amazed, he's saying, that you're so quickly removing from the truth of God Almighty, from the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, into something that, while it's called a gospel, isn't really the gospel of Christ. And notice carefully this very significant statement: "Though we," no doubt referring to we apostles, "though we are an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema." Now, friends, isn't it the case that the average person today thinks that if any man preaches, if he reads from the Bible and preaches, it doesn't matter how much he may pervert it, doesn't matter what he says, that God will be pleased with him, that he will be serving the Lord. But notice that Paul said, even if an apostle or an angel would preach any other message, that he would rest under the curse of God. And further he made clear in Romans chapter 6 verses 17 and 18 that if any man preaches a doctrine which is contrary to the word of God, that he does not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but he serves his own belly, that is, he serves his own selfish interest, and by his smooth and fair speech he beguiles the hearts of the innocent. And so Paul said, "I beseech you, brethren, mark them that are causing the divisions and occasions of stumbling, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and turn away from them." For, notice how he's giving the reason why you should turn away from them. "For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocent." Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Now, I often hear a television program in which there are a number of participants, and while they recognize that they all differ and contradict one another, they try to smooth that over by saying, "Oh, well, nobody can really know the truth." But friends, that simply is not true. Jesus himself said, as John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, when you hear preachers saying that you cannot really know whether what you have decided or not is the truth, you know they are in contradiction of the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. If any religion claims as inspired of God any book which contradicts the Bible, which contradicts itself, or contradicts other books which that religion claims is inspired, then that religion is a false one. It's our conviction that what we have said in this series of broadcasts makes clear that every one of us, including your speaker, in order to be saved by God Almighty, must submit himself to the will of Christ. The Lord said in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but," now notice carefully, "he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." Turn in your own Bible and read it for yourself. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue an important study from the Word of God.